Okay, welcome everybody. Mordechai Plotzker here. Thank you very much for joining us. Tonight's share is on Parshas Baaloscha, some reflections on the Parsha. The Baaloscha on Eros, when we raise up these Neros, Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, I just learned about the untimely passing of Adina Perlman's brother, who was in Shul Manhattan, Midtown, and I just reached out for the Hebrew name, so the family should know of no more Tzara and all these simchas going forward. We know that the Ner, this holy neshama that was taken, was a tremendous tzaddik, as someone who was a tremendous madrich, someone who was able to inspire tens of hundreds of people, and I wanted to dedicate the shiur in his memory. The first item of discussion is Baaloscha on Eros. When we talk about the Neros, the Kedushas Levi brings down that there is a concept of where a person falls from grace. As they say, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. Several times the Tzadik falls, but each time he propels himself higher and builds himself back up, which is why when Yosef HaTzadik was brought into the prison and into the dungeon, everyone said, look, a great tzaddik has fallen, and now he's in the dungeon just like all the rest of us, and he's no different, no better than us. But they had no idea that Yosef was working on himself to propel himself forward, which is why all the Hasidic masters love Yosef, because he's the person that went into the pits, meaning he went in deep inside the area where it's most uncomfortable, where there are people that are, that truly need inspiration and can't seem to obtain it on their own, and then he delivers. And he raises the people up. And raising the people up, he also propels himself up. But every time, as Rabbi Nachman says, a person falls down like a boomerang or like on a trampoline, the deeper you go, the higher you soar. And there are certain people in this world that clearly have that ability to help people soar to great heights, even if they themselves cannot reach them themselves. And when a person gives of themselves to help others raise them up, gives of his time, gives of his efforts, gives of his kochos, his strengths, for the benefit of countless others, that is a person that is really Baaloscha on Eros. That is somebody who is raising the fire, raising this kindle, raising this little flame. Again, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. So that's, again, it's what I was thinking about when I was thinking about Adina's brother. Such a special person. Always lifting up other people. And even when he wasn't feeling well, he insisted on giving shiurim and keeping people inspired to the best possible way. In addition, we also have the concept of Bizos Yavo Aaron Ela Kodesh, that Aaron came into the Kodesh with the same level of consistency and inspiration and enthusiasm as he had done on the very first day of work. And we all know that when someone gets a new job, they're excited, they learn all about the new people that they're going to be working with, and it's a good deal of excitement and acclamation. But after a while, it gets a little boring, it gets a little tired. You see the same people day in, day out. Sometimes you're able to deliver on what they had asked for, and sometimes you're delayed, and nobody likes to be delayed. But Aaron HaKohen was never on that level. He was someone who was Oveis Avirus Mekarvin LaTorah. But the word Zos is the Gematria 408. And 408 could be really broken down into three levels. The first is Tzom, Kol, and Mamon. That through fasting, through preparation for Yom Kippur, as we're learning in Daf Yomi, the Kol, a person goes out and davens, and of course Mamon, giving tzedakah, as tzedakah tatzel mimother. And when Yom Kippur comes along, we say Usashuva, Usafila, Utsudaka, Mavir Asura Gizera. That through our tzedaka, through our tzilos, through our kol, and through our repentance that we seek. And on top of those words, we have Tzom, Kol, and Mamon. Tzom, Kol, and Mamon, each one of those words equals 136. And if you multiply 136 times 3, you get 408, which is Bizos. With this, right? that's what Aaron HaKohen walked in with. And that's really what Adina's brother, walked into his job with, the same level of enthusiasm as day one and never giving up even when it was very difficult. And the last concept that I wanted to try to touch upon, if I could, the last minute or two, just to try to close out, is the people that said, Lama ni gara, why should we, who were tamei l'nefesh adam, were unable to bring the Pesach at its proper time, they were given the opportunity after Moshe Rabbeinu had to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what should be done. Hashem says, no, we can have a Pesach Sheni for them. So this also speaks to this the desire of the Jewish people to remain enthused. Even though they missed the time, they were able to somehow restore it. And sometimes when a person, has that wonderful opportunity, the bus arrives and he says, oh, I'm going to get on the bus, and all of a sudden he gets distracted.
No.
Gets a phone call. This person thinks that he lost the opportunity. And we all say, you can't miss these wonderful opportunities. And what are we supposed to do? And all of a sudden the person says, wait a minute, you mean there's another opportunity, there's another chance? The person doesn't know Avera. So he says, no, there's no way I could ever come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the answer is, yes, Avera is Lashon Avar. It's a language of the past. It's a language of the, don't dwell on the past. A Jewish person is always focused on the future. And that's really emblematic of who we are as a people. And what we can learn from one another is that even if we do miss opportunities as they come about, even if we are dash be'akav, even as David HaMelech once said, as Rashi brings down at the beginning of Parshas Ekev, that, for the critical mitzvahs, David HaMelech was not so concerned about because he was careful to observe. But the small mitzvahs, he may have been dash be'akev, he must have been pushing, he may have been able to push them aside, push them away. And that's the mitzvahs that he was worried about. And so if a person worries, yes, it's true, even David HaMelech worried. Yaakov Avinu worried. Katonti Nikola Chasadim. Right? Yaakov Avinu worried that maybe he missed out on all those years. He did, of being Kibbut Avaim because of his estranged relationship with his brother. Yes, it's true. However, a Jewish person always has to be optimistic and look forward. And I think that we can take this message about Lo Sos Aneros to raise up this whole parsha. It comes right after the parsha of Naso to, again, lift up. What is a Nasi? Someone who carries, Nosei Ba'ol Chavero. He carries the burdens of his people. And that's what makes a prince. A prince is somebody who is able to carry the burden. What does that mean? People come and they ask him shilos. They ask him questions. And he gives advice. And he gives an etza. He gives a good advice. So he's able to carry. And that's when you look at this person, you say, this person is a Nasi. A Nasi is a prince. But it's because he is Nosei Be'ol Chavero. He's willing to get deep into the, so to speak, the mud. And at that same moment, Sheva Yipot Tzadik become. Take the people that feel depressed. Take the people that feel that they need that encouragement. Give it to them. Inspire them. And raise them up. And in so doing, God willing, we will all be raised up in the same way. And Be'ez Hashem, we should know Simchas going forward. This is Mordechai Plotzky wishing you the very best. Hatzlacha and bracha for a successful week.